We are back again in the season of Live, and we're going to talk about romance and lovey things. Hello, and welcome to Pop and Circumstance, the podcast where we talk about pop culture things.
Yes.
It's been a while.
We took a little break.
A little break.
I'm a little broken.
Yeah. So. Are you feeling any better, any worse?
No, I feel so much pain.
Okay.
I'm in so much pain.
Yes.
But I'm getting a nerve exam done.
Woo!
So hopefully we'll have answers to my pain
yes.
soon.
Yes. So. And I will be editing. Me, I'm Eva. That is Emily.
Yes, I'm Emily.
And we are with...
Hello.
Victoria. She's shy again. It's been a while.
She's going back in her little turtle shell.
Yes.
She's like, fuck. brought you here, though, because this is your episode. You're the one who likes lovey-dovey shit, so you better speak.
Yes, and so I will be editing this episode, so this is a disclaimer beforehand. This will be my first time, so... Please be gentle.
If it sounds a little different, don't yell at her. It's just yeah.
I'm learning.
Okay, it's just a different, you know.
Yes.
Eva's good at all the other Adobe stuff. Let her be good at this too.
Yes.
I feel bad though, because now she's responsible for so much.
No, it's fine. I think I can do it. I can do it.
If not, I will try with my broken hands.
I'll do my best. So, in case you guys, because it's been a while, in case you forgot kind of how this whole thing works, we have recently started doing weekly news.
Yeah.
That have to do with pop culture and kind of like celebrity, so your celebrity corner.
Yeah.
So, Emily, what is the celebrity pop culture news of the week? Or I guess ever since.
Yeah, I was like, we've been gone for a little while, so I'm going to catch up on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo Siwa came out.
Yes.
Very proud of her. Very happy for her.
Good for her.
I'm glad that she's able to, you know, speak out and be comfortable in her space.
Yes.
To be like, this is who I am. I do not appreciate everybody pressuring her to be like, what are you, though?
Mm.
Because like, she's like, yes, I am not...
Straight,
yeah. But I don't know exactly what I am, and I'm just like, don't pressure her because she's still mm-hmm. figuring it out. She's still a child.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you don't have all the answers.
Yeah. Like for a while, I thought I was bi.
Yeah. I was like, you don't know. You just don't know. And some people like you could think you're non-binary, mm-hmm. and then you know you turns out it's a learning experience,
yes.
and I don't think anybody should pressure her to put a label to it just yet.
That's why it's called a spectrum.
Yeah. Let mm-hmm. her be her.
And also, I'm blessings onto her that she can actually keep her job.
Yep. She was very scared. She had a Jimmy Fallon interview where she was like, she was talking about like how she said it with her girlfriend and mm-hmm. stuff, and she was just like, that was a big risk because she is a child star,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you know, any of her sponsors and anything could have just pulled out because they're like, no, this is not the image we want.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that everybody supported her. Nickelodeon was so cute with it. And I was just like, yay, support her, support. Because mm-hmm. then kids can feel comfortable being honest about what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
even as a child, you kind of know that, like, you might not know the actual terms or anything, but you know something's a little different or something's...
Your preferences.
Yeah, or you're just like, you know, or even if it's not, like, sexual, like not sexual, but, like...
Attraction,
but, like, you know... Dress-wise, like, mm-hmm. I might not like dressing like a girl, or mm-hmm. I might not like dressing like a boy, or anything like that. You know pretty early on, or you have, like, inclinations of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this helps allow that conversation to at least be had with children.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice.
Yes, good for her.
Yeah. You go, JoJo.
Welcome.
So proud of
Welcome
you.
To the club.
Other news. Mm-hmm. This happened... her documentary came out this weekend. This whole household, I guess, was on a vibe yesterday and was like, we're all gonna watch it. Kind of at the same time, I guess. All last night. We all watched the Britney Spears documentary.
Oh, I'm the only one who didn't. In my defense, I had a long work day.
So did I. Just kidding. She is manual labor for
yes,
her job.
Yes, I'm...
Her job hurts more.
Yeah.
but, yeah, no. So she sent... She posted a cryptic message on Instagram, Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
and was just like, I love the stage, but I'm just taking time for myself.
Yeah. You know,
enjoying this time for me. Mm-hmm. And obviously everybody's like, oh, they're reading into it. Mm. But I think that's good for her to just enjoy her time for herself. That's one thing that this little celebrity corner is not. We are not here to bash on any celebrities. Mm-hmm. We are not here to go too deep into their lives.
Or like gossip.
They are people.
It's not a gossip corner.
They are people just like you and me. Mm-hmm. We are here to like celebrate any triumphs that they do, or like if something is going on with their lives, just to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Nothing. We're not going to do what they did to Britney, which is basically what the documentary is about.
Yep.
It's what the tabloids and the media did to her. And Justin Timberlake, fuck that bitch. So, you know, if you have a chance and you have Hulu, I highly suggest watching it. It's a very good documentary, just so you can get an insight. I think the media in general needs to apologize to her, because they did her dirty. They did her so dirty. They really did not need to do what they did to her.
And also,
any of those.
True. Like,
to Lindsay, to Paris, to Amanda Bynes, to any of them.
The child actors of the early 2000s specifically.
Yeah. It was specifically to the females. Mm-hmm. The men, they're not as...
It's not as out in the open. It's not as, like, you know, the paparazzi wasn't stalking them to the point of insanity, quite literally.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. Like, the paparazzi, they still harass now. Like, it's not... I'm not saying it's gotten any better, but, like, at least there's a little bit more.
I feel like there are some protections, at least for children and young adults, you know?
Yeah.
They're, you know,
there's
all that kind of stuff.
And it's not as... I don't think it's as bad. I hope it's not as bad. I don't even know, though.
If anything, or maybe, I don't know if it's, you know, life imitates art, affects art, or art affects life. You know, maybe people today aren't really that interested.
Maybe. I think it's just because we're more, because Twitter is more of the thing. So your news is more immediate, so you don't need a magazine to get your news, so you don't need that sort of paparazzi to harass everybody. But, like, we had discussed this with our other roommate, and I was like, if you ever became famous, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Dealing with that would be the worst part of it all. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I'd pull a Daniel Radcliffe and wear the same clothes every single day so they can never profit off of me. Mm-hmm. And I would, like, try to sell a photo of me because it's the same stuff. Mm-hmm. You could never sell a photo. You could never, because that's what he did for, like, I think it was over a year.
Good for him.
He wore the exact same outfit because he's like, you cannot, because he's... The Boy Wonder. He's Harry Potter.
Right, yeah.
And they tried so hard after the movie's finished to just get a picture of him. He's just like, try me in New York. He's just like, I'm just here working. Like, I'm not doing anything else. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, just leave them alone. Just let them do what they want to do. There's no need. Mm-hmm. Watching what they, like, how close they get to you is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's just, please. I get it. It's a buck.
It is their job, but also at the same time, like,
I'm like, there's a line to cross, bro. I just couldn't do it. That's why I'm always uncomfortable. Like when you see us, like the Disney celebrity, like a Twitter account, like when you see a celebrity in the parks and they take pictures, I'm always so uncomfortable, especially when they're with children.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, they're just there to enjoy their time. Please just leave them alone. I get it. Like, it's like, oh my god, I saw this person. But, like, you will always have those memories. You don't need to take the picture.
True.
You don't need to take the picture.
I know. I remember when I worked at a certain place, Kim Kardashian looked me in the eyes. It was great. Oh, and I also talked to Kelly Rowland. Or Kelly, right? Is that her name? Yeah. Kelly Rowland. I said, I'm at a different job. This is a different job in LA. And I was just like, you have a great day. She's like, thank you. You as well. And she walked away.
So I've seen Buddy Velastro, the cake boss, in person and had to ask him what his name was, even though I knew what it was.
He was probably insulted.
He was just like, I was like, can I have your name, sir? And he was just like, it's Buddy. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Just type it in. I really wanted to just write cake boss. He was standing right next to me to read the screen, and I was like, oh.
What else has happened?
Oh, a couple other things. Okay. Sorry. I just got so
passionate
about
that. We'll get through it,
Brittany. Paris Hilton, who also has a documentary out, but hers came out a little while ago. Mm-hmm. She demands oversight of teen facilities, alleges daily abuse at Utah Center. I think that's where she was when
That's hard stuff. If any of you guys don't know, Paris Hilton went to this, like, I don't know, you could call it a boarding school, mm-hmm. but they're going to call it a boarding school, for lack of a better term, and yeah. there's just a lot of abuse that goes on. And so her documentary kind of elaborates, like, everything that she goes through, so that's horrible. Yeah. And again, even though they're stupid rich, they still are people and have feelings.
Yeah, no, I get it, eat the rich, but also they're still people.
Yeah.
Well, some of them.
Some of them, yeah. yeah.
So Rosario Dawson, she reveals why she adopted an older child. And then, like, that brings up the conversation, like, adopting older kids, because mm-hmm. usually people only adopt until about, like, what, the age of 7, I would say, is probably the oldest people go. Like, they don't really like school. To go teens. Once you hit that teen age, they're like, I don't want to take you.
Yeah.
And it's always because they're like, oh, you've matured too much. You know, you're set in your ways. It's much harder to raise you. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. If you want to, like, especially, like, if that's what you want to do, they deserve a home just as much right. as the next yeah. kid. So, you know, if you really want to and you have the means to, why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're helping them.
Yes.
So, why not? Good on you. Michelle Obama launches a new show that's all about good food. Of course she does.
A sweet potato.
It's the show is called Waffles and Mochi.
Oh, cute.
It's getting a little ethnic. Yeah.
And it has, like, puppets and stuff. Aww. So it's kind of like the, like, Muppets.
That is so cute.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Look for the pictures,
are they
guys.
Waffles and mochi?
Yeah, waffles and mochi.
Oh my gosh. That is so cute. Oh my gosh. We stan a queen. Not only did she have the looks for days at that inauguration. At Lady Gaga's concert, but great. I love her. Good for her. Anything else?
Couple other stuff. There's the whole Army Hammer thing that's going on.
How strange.
My friend was telling me there's, like, developments going on because, like, his agent and his manager both dropped him.
Oh.
And then they're like, oh, we're about to find something very bad about him if they both dropped him out of the blue. Because, like, we've all seen bad press about people.
Yeah.
We've all seen bad press about people. It's happened.
Yeah.
For a lot of celebrities. I don't even think Kevin Spacey's people dropped him.
No. True. And I'm sure if you have him on your resume and you stayed with him, they're like,
yeah.
So if they're dropping...
So the people are like, there's got to be something going on. So then my friend was telling me, supposedly he had this construction job that he, like, picked up during, like, a little bit before quarantine. And then he kept for a little while. And then they found these bodies.
Is this a rumor or is this...
Well, they found bodies. That is true.
Oh.
But my friend was saying the timeline doesn't make sense to pin it on Army, but everybody's just kind of, like, putting it on him because of the whole cannibalism thing and everything else. We are not saying it is Army. We don't have the evidence.
This is alleged. This is all alleged. Like...
We do not have evidence here. I don't... This is all what I've been told and what the internet is saying. So...
The internet never lies.
Oh, God. But it's just... It's wild. Also, supposedly... I don't know. I saw this somewhere. They're supposedly making Call Me By Your Name 2 a cannibal story now. Which I'm like, why
sure?
the fuck? No, I
really?
Like saw
That's
it in, like,
legit?
An E!
It's
News.
It's not an Onion story?
No, like an E! Like, so I watched the rundown on Snapchat.
Okay.
And she literally reported that as the story. So I'm like, was that a joke? Or are you, like, legit? Is that real? If that's real... What the fuck?
If it's fake, we will edit it next week and we will correct ourselves.
So that was wild to me. I will literally double check that right now. But another story that I saw, it wasn't Army Hammer though.
His progression of events is so wild. So strange.
Yes.
First they started... It started with him, like, and his wife, like, being separated, right?
Yeah.
Something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just got stranger and stranger from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't, you know what? No, there are no articles about Call Me By Your Name 2 as of recent. So maybe,
it
had a fever dream. And it and maybe I imagined that. It's quite possible. It's quite possible.
That would be funny.
That was my fever dream?
Yeah. You're just very elaborate imagination.
You know what? Everyone has their own. It could be. It could have done it.
We will have a checkup next week.
I'll be okay. Hopefully. I don't know. I've had too many medications. Supposedly Tom Holland, although this was not the big story, but this is, in an interview, they interviewed him about the Spider-Man 3 and about Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire coming back, and he goes, that's not true. He goes, they would have told me if that was happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bitch,
spoil stuff?
Yeah, I'm like, I 100% doubt. They even told you J.K. Simmons was in the last one. I'm pretty sure they were like, act that thing right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend this thing happens. Cool. Got the shot. Good, we're done. And I had to tell you shit, bro.
So funny.
I'm not like, they don't trust that bitch for nothing. No, of course not. I would not. I wouldn't trust him for anything. Mm. No. You haven't watched WandaVision.
Not yet.
So we're not going to spoil anything. No. But, that show.
Yeah, we will start watching it soon.
For some reason I thought it was 10 episodes, but I guess it's only 5.
No, it's 9. It is 9 episodes.
I can't believe it's been 9 weeks since it started.
No, it's not.
It's only been like 4 weeks.
I told you it was at the end.
Oh, wait.
No, it's just something very big happened.
Oh, I thought it was the end of the season.
No, it's just something very big happened this past week that I fell to the floor and started crying.
No thoughts, head empty.
At least you're pretty.
Yes.
At least you're pretty.
At least I'm pretty.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Oh, speaking of love.
Oh, that's a great transition.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go into it. So, because this is coming out Valentine's Day weekend, we're just going to talk about, pop culture under the umbrella of romance.
Yeah,
things that we like and things that we don't like. What do you guys think? Should we do not likes first, like second, and then end on a high note?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's see. I have my list.
What are things right off the bat that you hate?
Okay, I'm going to actually, so here's my preferences. I am more of a romance novel consumer. I don't, and to an extent, anime / manga / comics.
Okay.
For some reason, movies / TV shows don't catch my eye. I don't know why.
Okay.
So the number one book, because I was trying to refresh my memory of like romance books because I haven't read in a while. The number one of the most popular romance novels that people are like, oh my gosh, like this is so great, praises everywhere, was Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell.
The racist one,
yes. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's like so good. And like, no, it is not. It is racist. It's upsetting because I really liked Rainbow's other book called Fangirl, but I feel like I can't even, like, it loses all of its merit because I just hated Eleanor and Park so much. So if you guys don't know what it is, it's about this white girl who is a redhead, this is important, named Eleanor, and she lives in Nebraska no middle town America, whatever. And she gets bullied all the time because of her looks, mainly because she's a redhead and she has no soul. I'm kidding. So that's literally what she gets made fun of, and she's bullied, and she's like, I'm not like other girls. You know, I listen to like cassettes. And she's one of those protagonists. And then in comes Park, this Korean boy, Korean American. His parents are from, no, his mother is from Korea, like from Korea. His dad is white. And this is where we get into the racist shit. Every time they talk about the mom, she uses racist she's a racist caricature of what a demure, pretty, literally she says China doll woman should be like. She's quiet, and she always compares this woman's size and demeanor to her husband's large whiteness and like masculinity. And that's just a huge stereotype amongst Asian women specifically, that they're supposed to be very submissive and dainty and cute and whatever. And then also, Park has an older brother, and when describing this older brother, she literally says he is a little more attractive because he has the whiter features. He's not as Asian looking as Park, and he was quote unquote like blessed with the Western kind of looks. So that's racist. And when you're like, well, where's the romance? Well, okay, this is also racist. The romance is racist because Park gets bullied because he's the only Asian kid in his entire school, aside from his brother. But his brother looks less Asian, so not that bad. And Eleanor, and Eleanor is like, oh my gosh, we're the same. We both get made fun of for our looks, and like, oh my gosh, like, we're taking, like, oh my gosh, it's meant to be. And then the problem is that, girl, you can change your hair color, you can dye it, you can be a brunette, you can be a blonde, and then people will stop making fun of you, essentially. You can change that. He's Asian. He can't change his race. And so that's that. And then also, there's a part in the book where he's like saying, oh, like I'm Asian. Like, would you like how many Asian, hot Asian people do you know? And she's just like, I don't like you because you're Asian. I don't even see race. She basically says, I don't see race. And he's like, okay with it. And also there's like rumors that this might become a movie. And I'm just like, the only way this would be a decent adaptation of this move of this book is if the movie was run by Asian creators and they changed the discussion on, you know, maybe Eleanor is like, oh my gosh, I don't even see race. And then Park is like, that's not the point. You should see my race because everyone else does. That's who I am. And this is the racism. He's like, you are so privileged to change your hair color, to change your looks, whatever. I can't escape this. But in the book, he doesn't do that. So if the movie were to do that, then maybe it could be a good romance movie. So that I'll step down from my soapbox here. That was my little rant. Stay away from Rainbow Rowell and her racist ass. She never apologized for it anyway, so whatever.
And she crossed her arms and everything. She was so angry.
I'm done now. I'm done.
Wait, is there anything else that you hate, though, in romance? Because I was like, if that's just the one thing.
I really like this one author. Her name is Renee. Oh, I can't pronounce her last name for the life of me. Renee Adie? A-H-D-I-E-H. I really like her books. She's known... the books I really liked were The Wrath and the Dawn, which is a retelling of 1001 Arabian Nights, which is actually... Like, the first book is really good. And then the second book I really liked by her is Flame in the Mist, which is also kind of like a retelling of Mulan in a Japanese sense. It's like, and so I really like her books, just the way she writes and her characters, and I think she has really good starting books. I think she sucks at ending, like, books.
Okay.
That's, like, a number one, like, thing, like, critique of a lot of her sagas, is they're just like, oh, I loved it, but then, like, she doesn't know how to write an ending. Like, her endings are just, like, anticlimactic, and she adds so many things and never, like...
Pays off?
Yeah. Like, for example, in The Wrath of the Dawn, if you guys, you know, you can skip through this if you care. Like, in the second book, or, yeah, pretty much kind of in the second book at the end of the first book, they hint that Shahrazad has, like, magician powers, like, magical powers of some sort. But then at the end of the book, the last book, nothing comes of it. She never uses her powers to solve anything. They never even mention her. She never even uses her powers to do anything. So I'm just like, why did you even give her powers to begin with? And also, she also gets into the trope of the love triangle. And we've talked about that trope. I hate that. I always hate a love triangle.
It's unnecessary.
It's so stupid.
Has there been a good love triangle?
Other than the one that you mentioned, the spy...
Oh, this means war? Mm. Oh, that was just fun.
Yeah.
This is a dumb, fun movie.
I can't think of one.
But I was like, I don't know if there's been, like, a love triangle that I'm like, ooh, yes, that is it, my dudes. That does it for me. I would love to be in the middle of that.
Because
there's usually always a very clear choice, yeah. And she usually always picks the wrong one.
You know, this is not a romance, like... thing, but yeah. But I think the Korra, Asami, and Mako love triangle is interesting. I don't think it's good because Mako does not belong in this, but I think it is interesting to watch this train wreck.
Yeah.
And then somehow everyone lives at the end of the train wreck, you know? where, you know, first it's, you know, Mako and Asami, and you're like, I guess that's fine.
It's two hot people. That's literally what it was supposed to be. It was two hot people together.
Exactly. And then it's Mako and Korra, and everyone was like, blah! Because Korra, I just don't like her with a man. And then finally, Korra and Asami are like, wait a second, we're better than this. And they date each other. Good for them.
I was gonna say maybe the Harley Quinn show that we're watching right now. Oh, yeah. Kite and Harley, and but they haven't like blatantly said that's a love triangle, but
in the comics, kind of yeah. Well, I think in the comics, Harley and Poison Ivy are a polyamorous open relationship.
Okay.
Like they're like a couple.
Yeah.
But then they're just like, but you can like with our you know, in agreement, you can see other people.
They're like, you ain't tying me down. Yeah. Sort of thing.
They're just like, we're two hot girls. We can do whatever we want. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, it works. I was going to say, that's my number one, usually, like, the thing that I do not particularly like in a romance is a love triangle, or a very overtly, like, they push it really hard, and they're just like, there are these issues. I'm just like, oh my god, I don't care.
I absolutely,
Scott Pilgrim, yeah. Even though it's like, that's not the point of, like...
that's not the point of the movie.
The movie?
Yeah.
Although, I guess kind of. It is a...
Is that a rom-com?
In... I guess if you boil it down, maybe, because he is in love with Ramona.
Yeah.
And it's all about his quest. To be with Ramona. To be with Ramona. But Knives is in there because he was dating Knives first.
So before. Questionable. Yeah, he's not a good person.
She's a 17-year-old.
I said he, not she. I don't know if the mic caught that. He is not a good person.
Yeah.
No. Knives is just a... A child.
But I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, I was like, that's a love triangle. And then I don't care for it. I also don't care. Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Oh, also in that movie. Also in 500 Days of Summer.
I hate that movie.
Just, if a girl says no, then no. If a boy says no, then no. Mm-hmm. You kind of... All right, so I watched the movie Last Christmas with Henry Golding.
Yes.
And Emilia Clarke. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot her.
Two gorgeous people.
Yeah, it's a fun, cute movie for like a Christmas time thing. Mm-hmm. And I really liked in this movie, he says the line, do not depend on me. I do not want you to depend on me. And then she freaks out. She's like, bitch, I'm not depending on you. And then he goes, excuse me. He's like, have you heard yourself talk? And I'm just like, ah, yes. At least you had that conversation. Because a lot of times, like, they'll make either one or the other just really depend on in a rom-com. And then when they lose the other, they're like, oh, my life is broken. What do I do? Daddy, I loved him. I digress.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to treat us like we're stupid when it comes to love stories. Yeah. I just want it to be organic.
Yeah.
And the best way they can, I guess, you can't make them, like, we can't watch a movie that's gonna be a whole life. But at the same time, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, a cinematic masterpiece that I think everybody should watch. If you bow down to Pride and Prejudice because you think it's the best thing in the world. Because so of the boring. Well, because of the hand thing. Because of the stupid holding the hand and then the flexing. Because it's in the silence. It's in the little motion. Fuck you. Watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
It only works if you're gay.
I hate you. But I was like, in that movie, there's so many, like, silent moments that they're, like, communicating, like, basically that they're in love with each other. And so much is said in the tiny glances. And I'm just like, that, my dudes, is what is a beautiful love story.
Yeah.
Not this, first of all, shitty man that she should have not chosen. Just saying. She deserved much better than Mr. Darcy.
I think if we want to stan a Jane Austen movie adaptation, we should all love 1993's Sense and Sensibility.
With Emma Thompson.
With Emma Thompson. And, oh my gosh, what's that guy's name? Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant? I love Hugh Grant.
He's a little baby.
And Kate Winslet. And, oh my god, what's his name? Snape?
Alan Rickman?
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't do her dirty in this movie?
No, he doesn't do Emma Thompson so dirty? Sweet. Ah. Well, him and Emma Thompson aren't. They're not.
Oh, okay.
They're not the couple.
Okay, good. Mm. But still, he doesn't do anybody dirty.
No.
Sorry, Love Actually.
I know.
They traumatized. First of all, Love Actually, since we're on the things of like, ugh, that movie is absolute trash.
I don't care for it.
I don't like it at all. Every single scene that I see, I'm just like, ugh.
The only one story that I find sweet is the one with Colin Firth, where he's like learning to speak Portuguese, right? For the one,
the lady.
I think that's sweet, but on the whole, I don't care about.
Or the little boy who plays the drums. I forgot his whole thing. I just remember there's a little boy who plays the drums.
Wasn't he like 20 years old at the time of the show?
No, he was an actual child.
He was 13, but he was like.
He still looks exactly the same.
I mean, some of them. I think, like, the bigger storylines are just don't...
I don't... The bigger storylines are low-key problematic, because I'm like, you stole your best friend, you're in love with your best friend's wife.
That's right.
Which, okay, can happen. I understand that. But I'm also like...
And he was being a creep by just filming just...
Was weird.
And then going to her house and be like, don't say anything.
Was so strange.
I'm in love
with
you. And I'm just like...
psychotic.
I'd be like, bitch, I'm in love with your best friend. I didn't marry him for no reason. Mm-hmm. Also, did you see her best friend? Fuck no. I'm not gonna leave him for you. No.
He has spice.
Oh, God. But there... And then Emma Thompson's story is so sad. That one just makes me sad.
That one makes me upset.
When she goes into the bedroom to cry real quick. That hurts.
But then her brother's Hugh Grant in that one. Yeah, because they go to the play.
That's right.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I didn't cry. I didn't cry seeing the movie, but I was like, oh, okay, it's a movie.
I thought it was going to be like more
Everybody's
romantic.
Like,
yeah. And it wasn't.
What's your number one romance movie that you watch?
Romance movie?
Yeah. Or rom-com, whichever.
Rom-com, for sure, is The Proposal.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hands down. My mom and I, like, love that movie. Watch it every so often.
That movie is so much fun every time.
It's good. Like I said, Sense and Sensibility. It's, like, a very, like, understated romance, which I'm really into.
Mm-hmm. You like the gentle ones.
I do. You know, where I feel like the man would treat me right. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, saying something, because I'm, like, anti-men, you know?
In
a gay way.
In a gay way.
What else? I mean, I like the black and white, the older movies are like...
A
lot of them are not, like, great.
Casablanca's, though.
Yeah. There's like, a good handful that there's nothing wrong with them that I just love.
You're a Thin Man.
Yeah,
those are not romance movies, but that relationship between the husband and the wife,
so good.
Nick and Nora is so fun to watch. They have such good chemistry. Victoria has told me that they were best friends in real life, and you could see it. They loved each other, you know.
I like mutual respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the early, you know, golden age of Hollywood, that's rare. So.
But also just, like, on screen, like, anytime you can see, like, the mutual respect or, like, the genuine love for each other. Like, there's a couple actors that you can see anytime they're together. You're just like, they're just like, I just love being around you.
Mm-hmm.
The movie as a whole, this is, like, separate. A Fried Green Tomatoes, right? Like, the movie as a whole, like, she's got her issues, right?
Yeah.
But the, like, core relationship, right, between the two main characters, Ruth and Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, like, gay, for real. Or it's not...
it's not shown. It's not, like, direct. I don't know how to say it.
Canon. They're not gay, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if you watch the movie, like, they're in love with each other, right? Like, they live together. They choose to raise, like, the one... lady's son together. There's this one scene where Ruth, she's like, you know, she's like, what is it going to take for you to, like, move on? Like, do I have to leave so that you can start your own life?
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, no, like, this is it for me. Like, you and their child, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
You guys are my life. Like, if you leave...
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, like, this is my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, every time it is...
It's a good movie.
I felt that one right in my heart.
I told my mother it was a gay movie, and she's like, what? So, first, for context, my mom does not have a gaydar. Oh, yeah. It's straight until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
It could be the most flamboyant. Yeah, it could be the most flamboyant gay person. And she'd be like, no, no, he just likes girly things. That's okay. And I'm just like, yes, mom, but no. But, and she was just like, that movie's not gay. And I was like, it's pretty gay. And she's like, I guess I have to watch it again.
Yeah. I'm like just a fan of like the very, I mean, I like understated ones. I don't know why. And I'm very into that. I'm not like, you know, like if you go into, besides The Proposal, because she's almost flawless. like if you go into a movie knowing like it's a romantic comedy, like if it's overtly, that's not it for me. You know, like the 2000s, like romantic comedies where like the men blatantly disrespect women.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a fat no for me. Hate that.
Yeah, no. I think that's why I don't particularly like them, because the men always suck.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, but you don't, they fault, and I'm like, no, if you already treat me with disrespect, I'm not gonna ever believe that you'll treat me with, like, I don't think it's genuine.
Yeah.
It's, it's because now you want something from me, which is why I have an issue with Pride and Prejudice, which is why, like, I'm deeply disturbed by that movie, because everybody loves it so much, and they're just like, but Mr. Dart, you all praise this man who treated her with so much disrespect.
All this for like an underlying reason. Yeah, he has his goals.
You don't do that to this woman and her family and get away with that, and then just and fix it with your money. You don't fix it with your money. Like, that's, I would want a genuine apology. I'd be like, no, you're coming to me and you're apologizing for every fucking thing that you did wrong, and being like, look, I fucked up. I'm sorry. I watched the movie, another, like, because period pieces in general, that's why I don't like them, because most of the time it's the time period.
Yeah.
And they're all shitty. Yeah. Atonement with...
Also with Keira Knightley?
Keira Knightley and James McAvoy.
That's right.
That one, first of all, if that's the first thing you've ever seen Saoirse Ronan in, you probably hate her. Yeah, but she's a terrible character. Sucks.
I've not seen it.
But their love story, because, like, they've known each other since they were kids. And then, like, he had a crush on her and stuff like that, but he was poor and she had money, and, like, her dad paid for his school, so he felt, like, low-key indebted to her. So he never wanted to, like, cross that line, but he thought she was gorgeous, because it's fucking Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Of course.
Anybody thought that.
Yeah. So then one day he was like, I'm gonna write a letter that professes my feelings. But then first he wrote a letter where he was like, I'm gonna profess what I want to do to you. The naughty stuff. And then he wrote it just to get that feeling
out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, like out of his system, because he couldn't think straight. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good outlet. If, like, you have feelings, write them all down and then just put them away. So we did. He, like, put it away. But he accidentally...
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
He accidentally put the wrong letter in the envelope and sent it. And he sent... And then the little girl, Saoirse Ronan, opens the letter and she reads the nerd. The naughty things that he wants to do to her. And then she's like, ah, I'm a child, but she's also like, ah!
Scandal.
What? Oh my god, to my sister? Oh no! And then she's just like, what's his name? Left you a letter. Because she also, at the end, also had a crush on him. She had a crush, like, you know, like when as a child.
Yeah, like... They just fall in love with their, you know, kids' club.
Especially when it's somebody who, like, doesn't treat... Not that they don't treat you like a child, but they don't blatantly treat you like a child. Like, they treat you with respect.
Right, yeah.
So you have, like, the admiration for them.
Right,
so
it's like admiration is the right word.
Admiration and, like, you know, like,
like a little crush.
A little crush.
Yeah. Everyone's had one of those.
Yeah, so she had that for him. And then, obviously, he's not gonna do it. He doesn't like her. He likes the sister. And then she's a little heartbroken. And this is whole thing. This becomes a problem.
Yes, I know how it ends.
It becomes a problem. But it's... That little, even though they only have, like, one moment, like, one real moment, and then he gets taken away. But then she goes to him, she goes, wait for me. And I was just like, oh, like, that to me was more than the fucking hand thing in Pride and Prejudice. I was like, that little moment of just wait for me, I will wait for you, because that became their thing, is I will wait for you, because then he gets drafted into the war, it's this whole thing, and it was just like, I will wait for you, fuck.
Love that.
Somebody who will say that to
the
me,
the yearning.
Yeah, oh, it was just, it was genuine,
hey,
like,
gays.
Listen
here.
Some of us have emotions.
It's just genuine, like, I adore, like, and then she also said it, too, like, when they talked about, like, she talked about the movie and, like, Keira Knightley later on. Yes. She's like, she loves him as a person. She's like, he's a good friend. And I'm like, you could see that. You could see, like, the genuine, like, I care for you. Mm-hmm. I just, yeah, it's when you can see it on the screen and you're like, oh, when they hate each other and you can see it on the screen, I'm looking at you, 50 Shades.
Oh, God, you...
It does take you out. It takes you out of a movie.
You know? They secretly, like, want to kill each other.
They do the daggers.
And I'm just like, I guess they're trying to pass it off as, like, I'm sexually attracted to you and I want... No, bitch.
It's like, no. I will kill you behind the building at 12 p.m.
And it's like, I'm gonna pull too hard. Yeah. I won't use your safe word. I won't stop. And I'm just like...
You know, since you mentioned...
To All the Boys.
To All the Boys. That, the first movie... I mean, actually, I liked both movies.
I really like the first one.
Yeah, the first one...
I don't like the second one.
I
will never watch it again.
I liked the second one
I got bored until the ending. One. I couldn't even get 15 minutes into the movie.
So for, like, the first one, right?
Yeah.
And they're, like, building up their relationship.
It's so sweet. Good. It is so good.
I think it's sweet. I think it's nice. I think, you know, I even think Peter Kavinsky, right?
Peter Kavinsky.
Is like he's
a sweet boy.
Yeah. And then they, like, fuck it all up. Well, okay. Maybe that's just who he is, like, as a character or whatever. But it's all fucked up in the second movie. And
the second movie,
I was like, forget it. You know
livid.
What? I'm not into this anymore. I was like, let me just watch the first movie and that'll be that.
Victoria and I went to go see my parents last weekend, and my sister, my youngest sister, and my dad were really excited to see the third one, because my dad loves To All the Boys. He thinks it's such a good movie. My dad loves rom-coms. His favorite rom-com is Warm Bodies.
I love that.
And it's that movie's
you
so
know
good.
What?
A man who likes to have fun.
I was like, I was in love with Nicholas Hoult. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I watched that movie. I watched that movie too much.
And so we got into, and so I was saying, like, I was hoping my dad would be on the same side as me, saying that she, you know, if you guys haven't seen the movie, here's some spoilers. But I think Laura Jean should have been with what's his face?
Josh?
Josh?
No, Josh is from the first movie.
No, not Josh.
The second movie.
Sorry, fuck.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
I thought it started with the J.
It's a two
it's
name.
I was about to say,
it's a two name. The guy who's in Broadway, the Broadway actor.
Yes, the one who's in everything. Yes.
Yes,
yes, yes.
You know, that she should have been with him because, like, he is on, I was like, he's on her level. They're both, like, you know, equals, and they both just, like, treat each other so well, and they have good chemistry. I was like, that was meant to be. And then my dad's like, no, she should have, like, she made the right choice to be with Peter. And I'm just like, disgusting. No!
John Ambrose.
That's what it was.
The J was right. I was right on the J.
Yeah. I am Team Ambrose. I think that would have been perfect. They would have just had, like, a good life.
Oh my gosh, it comes out this Friday.
Oh.
The third one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will watch the third one, though, just to...
I also will watch
the just to close it out, yeah. And then I will put my two cents in later. But, no, I don't... Peter Kavinsky, I feel like his character was tainted in the second movie.
For the second movie, I just thought, like... I mean, I felt like they were making it pretty clear that John Ambrose was the better choice. Hold up.
Okay.
They're making it pretty clear that he was the best choice, but they're making him, like, too...
Good?
Untouchably good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he can't do any wrong.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, fake.
Okay.
And then they made... I mean, I've not been in a relationship with a man, I don't know. But I imagine, like, the way Peter Kavinsky is reacting to, like, the situation is not normal, but, like...
Realistic?
Yeah, like, a realistic response,
okay.
Right? Kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I didn't say that that's a good thing or anything, I'm just saying. Like, he seems like he's actually...
Like a real boy?
Yeah. And then they made, like, John Ambrose, like, literally, like... The perfect person. And I was like, so, you know, I don't care for either of them. Either of them. I'm like, Laura Jean, just go be gay or something. I don't know.
I guess she just
be alone.
Be alone. We'll see. We're in the third movie. Coming out this Friday.
No, she's gonna pick Peter.
Yeah, she's gonna pick Peter.
It's always gonna end with that.
We haven't even read the books. We just know.
It's because it's the, I'm gonna bring Twilight. It's the Twilight thing. They gave you Jacob. And Jacob, in theory... if he never turned into a wolf.
True, true.
Would have been the perfect person for her.
That's true.
In theory.
They would have had a great time.
I used to love Jacob. I used to be Team Jacob.
I was too, because he was just a good team friend. Jacob. He was a great friend to her. And I'm just like, all she needed was a friend. Homegirl needed a friend.
Also, not he's
this,
hot.
Yes. Yeah. But she didn't need this fucker. She didn't need to be. Oh my god. Oh my god, no.
Did you know
Bella,
that?
Bella, no.
Did you know that the entirety of, like, Twilight happened, like, in a little over a year?
What?
Yeah.
The entirety of?
The entirety of Twilight happens in a little over a year. It starts when she's in junior...
She's not a freshman.
She starts in junior year of high school. Yeah. And then it ends when she graduates.
Oh, shit, you're right.
It's just a little over a year. Maybe, like, it's not 2 years. All this happens in, like, a year and a half.
Coral.
Isn't that horrible?
Girl. Oh, my God.
It's a possibility.
Intense.
Anyways.
There's some, like, great love stories.
Yeah.
Personally, Princess Diary. I have a
oh my god, the second one.
Okay, look, the first one, perfection. Yes. There's nothing wrong
it's
with the
so
first
sweet.
One.
I like at the end when they, like, you know, have their little dance. And then you never see Michael again.
It's 100% because he was just like, you know what? I'm too busy with my band.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I get it.
You know,
high school love.
Anybody has their own thing. Also introduced me to the love of my life, Chris Pine, the best Chris.
The best Chris, yes.
If you want to argue with me, I will fight you.
Meet me outside, how about that? Or catch me outside. I keep getting this thing wrong.
But literally, that movie in general, if you saw that movie and you don't think he's the best Chris, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, it's just, it's that's the movie. That's That was his entry piece and it never changed.
Great. Fantastic.
The way he gives it all up for her at the end.
I know!
God,
she would look lovely on a postage stamp.
You would look lovely on a postage stamp! And he would. And she would. I will have both UPS. If any of you guys are in the USPS, please make Anne Hathaway and Chris Pine.
Oh my god, I would start sobbing. But no, like, god, don't get me wrong. Her and Michael, very cute. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great, like, high school love.
Yeah.
I think it was very genuine, but it also made sense that, like, I get in the books, she stays with Michael. Like, she ends up with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody spoiled that to me on TikTok. But, in the second movie, it makes sense that, like, he went on to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she is now
a queen.
She's much older.
True, she's past
college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life has happened. She has to find a husband. And even though What's-His-Name was a great choice, the guy that, like, they gave her.
Yeah.
Like, he was a cool guy.
Name, like, Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
It is. Oh, my God, yes.
And the way they quote-unquote broke up was very, like, nice. Because they're both, like...
Very mature.
Yeah, they're both like, hey, you're a great guy, a great girl.
There's just nothing there.
We just don't have the spark.
Like, they're like, and they were both like, I would still marry you just to do this and, like, maybe
for our duty because
like, you know, this
you're
is,
not a horrible person.
I would still do
this misogynistic law.
Yeah. But she's like, and it was so, the men in her life were good men because he was like, I would still marry you even though, like, we both don't love each other, just because it would help you become queen because I think you're worthy of being queen. And I'm like, good on you, Andrew. And then when she's like at the wedding, she's like, no, I don't want to put you through this. I want you to be able to have your life.
And he's
like,
says, thank God.
Yeah, he's like, thank you. Now I have to tell mommy. And then, but, oh God, it's just, oh, it's so good. Literally, oh God, that's just, even though it's, like, obviously very, like, fantastical because it's a princess movie. But it's very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Enchanted. Enchanted.
Oh my God, Enchanted.
Fucking movie. Because it breaks down the tropes of the traditional Disney movie, but gives you a genuine...
Or even a romance movie.
Romance
period.
Movie, yeah. And it gives you this genuine love story.
Yeah, and they don't even get married at the end. They're just like, hey, I, like, really care for you.
They're making it the second one.
Good.
Yeah. But that's what I like when it's, like, a genuine thing, or when they don't get married. Rapunzel, like, Tangled. Mm. I like that they don't
get
married
so
in the end.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, yeah, no, they only met, what, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
They're just now getting to know each other. They like each other. They know they like each other, but they're not getting married yet.
Yeah.
They still have to flourish that relationship as any normal human being would.
Yeah.
I hate normal Disney movies. Like the traditional ones where they, like, fell in love and, like, got married. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bitch, no.
It's annoying. Cinderella.
All of them are... I like genuine, authentic, kind of... Not... It doesn't have to be, like... They can be a little, you know, fantastical, but...
If the connection is real.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Me Before You?
I'm sorry, that's not one that appeals to me.
I've heard of it.
It just makes me fucking sad, bro. I cry so much in that movie. It just makes me sad. I do like sad movies, though, that have, like, love in it. I'm not, like, huge not into Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
He is the king. I don't even like The Notebook.
I do not like The Notebook. I do not like The Notebook.
It's not a good movie.
But A Walk to Remember, I will sob because Mandy Moore, she gets me.
That one does hurt.
I got her. That one hurts too much.
That one is...
That one makes me cry every single time. I've seen that movie too many times.
I don't know why I like it, but I do like the, like, quote-unquote, like, enemies to friends to lovers. And A Walk to Remember is, like, the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But not in the... Okay, I just have to specify, right? But not when a man disrespects a woman. I hate that.
Because he's just never like when that... He's never that mean match, to her. Right?
Yeah,
because he's just like, I just don't get you. Because he only sees her as this church girl.
Yeah.
And she's just like, look, bro. Look at fuck. She's like, I'm just me. I'm just Jamie.
I'm Jesus's bitch.
That movie. Hold up. I'm like, wait a second.
You know,
and she's like, I'm gonna start crying.
Almost, I feel my eyes start.
The end. Oh, God. Mandy Moore, when she sings that. She just makes me cry. Fuck
Mandy
her.
Moore is great.
This Is Us? That bitch just gotta stop.
God, stop.
Because that's a great... Them two. Her and Milo Ventimiglia. Oh, God.
First of all, hot ass man.
Yeah. Gilmore
man
Girls.
Candy.
I love you, Jesse.
Yummy.
Jess. Not Jesse. But still. Yes. But she and him, for their love story, fuck.
Tragic, but good.
So good.
Another TV couple that I like, Ben and Leslie. I can't not. They're so...
That's all they want.
The way they love each other.
I told John all the time that he's my Ben. Because I'm neurotic like Leslie. So, and he's very much more calm like Ben. And he's just like, calm down. Mm-hmm. Calm down, bitch.
You know when Ben, I don't even remember what happens to him, but he like goes to the hospital for some reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when they're like visiting in his hometown. And he's like all doped up.
Oh, yep.
And he's like, are you excited? And she's like, for what? He's like, life. And he's like telling her, like, he's excited because, you know, like, because they didn't get to do it together. And I'm like,
When he watched Enchanted seven times.
What is it? 3 times because it's to get the details and another 4 times because it's a good movie.
Yes. Aww. And then he plans the whole Valentine's Day date for them to recreate the movie, but that's he has it with Jerry instead. That show was beautiful. But them two are another two who genuinely loved each other, but they also loved the characters because there's an interview of the two of them when they found out that they were getting married, like they were getting the engagement. So then they were like at a con and then they were talking about it and they're like, oh yeah, no, Adam is like, I remember when you told me that we were gonna get engaged because you were told and then Amy was like, yeah, no, Michael texted her and was like, hey, Ben and Leslie are getting married. And then the two of them are like, they're getting married. I'm just like, ah, God, they loved each other. They loved their characters. And
they're
you
so
saw it.
Of each other. God.
Supportive relationships.
God.
Because, like, even, I think a lot of the relationships in Parks and Rec are very supportive.
Yeah. Even the friendships, you guys.
Yeah.
I love Parks and Rec.
So good.
You know,
The Office fucked it up for Jim and Pam. They did not need to do what they did with them towards the end.
Because they
were together for so long.
Yeah.
They had to add conflict.
Add something.
I hate when you add conflict to something good.
No offense, but some people are just, I mean, not some people, some couples are just like, not boring, but you know, like, that's who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
And that's who they were, I think, because I saw like the first couple of seasons.
Yeah.
No, like that's, and then they add this conflict in there, and then like he did so many things to her, and she did, it was messy, and I was like, first of all, he's a toxic man. If you don't think Jim Halpert is a toxic man, you're dumb, and you don't watch the show. All those characters suck.
Yeah.
All of them suck.
Mm-hmm. It could never be Parks and Rec. Sorry. I just really the wedding episode.
Tears.
That's it.
Everything in that show is just so good. Everything about Parks and Rec.
The way they all come together to make sure Ben and Leslie get married. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Total sidetrack.
No. It's so good.
The Treat Yourself episode.
Iconic.
Where Ben gets the
Batman suit and he's crying.
Good for him.
God. Sorry, we became a love fest about Parks and Rec. But it's a genuine thing. Yes. There's a lot of love in that show.
There's another, you know, I will... This is a disclaimer beforehand. I don't really care for Adam Sandler as a creator. Or a person.
But he loves his wife.
And I do think he genuinely loves his wife, yes. And his kids. And I will... But I will give credit where credit is due, and 51st Dates is a great movie. Okay.
The relationship.
The relationship in there is a great movie, like, in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we dive into it, it is not a good movie. It is racist and also, like, just...
There's
I've never seen it.
Whatever.
I've never seen it.
It. But, like...
There's a lot of things.
It is a problematic fave. But it I really do love the relationship in there.
It's good, yeah.
Because I feel like it... I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it, like, was legit.
I agree. I feel like if you don't feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's not gonna work. I hate when, you know, like, in a movie, TV, whatever, they're like, oh, these characters, they're in love, whatever, but they don't, like, there's nothing to back it up. Like, you just say it and you make them do things, like, couple things. I'm like, where's the passion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's the love? You know, like...
Like, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate that. Yeah. I have to, like, really feel it. I'm very particular about the, like, romance movies that I watch. And I love them a lot, so I do watch them quite often. But I, like, have particular, like, things that I want in it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it feels, like, disingenuous. And I'm like, this is not it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of my favorite couples in, like, TV shows. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to move away from that. So, like, Amy and Jake in... Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That was cute.
It's a very cute relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious it was going to happen. How I Met Your Mother.
Robin.
Okay. Robin and Barney.
Barney.
Okay, if you say Robin and Ted, I was about to kick you out of this room.
Ted can suck a dick.
Ted is the worst character. Ted sucks.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry. I hate Ted. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the show right now. And I'm very, I don't understand how anybody liked Ted. I don't get it.
I liked watching also, Marshall
and Lily.
Yeah, they're cute.
That's Marshall and Lily, beautiful relationship. It also was very realistic because they were together for so long and then they broke up because it was...
That's right.
She was just like, we've been together
for so long. That was
I didn't. She's like, I haven't lived my life. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was genuine. It made sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think their relationship is very good for the show. It made so much sense for the show. It was very organic, and it helped the show, like,
made
sense.
Yeah.
Barney and Robin, though, very, very great. Yeah. Of Robin needed to be with, it was definitely Barney. It was not Ted. Nah, not Ted.
Fuck Ted.
Hate the ending.
Not good.
Sorry, I'm just rewatching, so I'm like, my anger is like right there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
There's so many. oh, God. Although, Ted with Victoria, because like, I just watched the season one, I think I'm still on it.
Him is that with his her, like, first girlfriend?
That's the one, the bakery girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Doesn't she come back later?
She does. But like, they were good together when they were together. And I was just like, that was nice. You could have, obviously, no, it's fine. This show.
Yeah.
I will put my thoughts back in it when I finish the show again. But no, there's a lot of like genuine relationships that aren't romance movies. The Mummy.
Oh, the stop.
Sorry. Really? I had to. They're
the dream.
They're one beautiful couple.
Oh my
the
God.
The most beautiful couple in why I
that
am
movie
a pansexual
is made for bisexuals
woman.
And the people who like multiple genders.
Yeah, like that it's because of that movie. I didn't know who to stare at.
I love them so much. They love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd they have to replace her for the third one?
Why?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's why
the
it didn't do well.
Chemistry wasn't there.
It's because it wasn't her.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Even in the second movie, and people, you know, like, whatever, people don't like the second movie of The Mummy, which, if you don't like fun, fine, I guess. But their relationship, oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
I want that. Just kidding. I mean, I do want that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
She wants it, but with you too.
Okay. Yes.
Do we not have that? We'll talk later.
I need to be an archaeologist.
I was about to say, let's go let's go find a mummy or something.
Oh, okay. Go wreak some havoc. It's fine.
Go on the mummy ride. Universal Studios.
The one in Florida, not the one here.
Oh, true, true, true. The one in Florida is better.
Yeah, I was like, the one here is not as fun.
It's also short.
Yeah, I was like, it's shorter.
It's like 2 seconds. You get on, you get off.
And you're just like, oh, I waited that long for that.
You do always wait so long.
Although this... okay. Oh, wait, we're about to go down a different rabbit hole. Yeah. A couple other ones that are like very genuine and very good. I'm trying to think. What other ones do you think are very... It doesn't have to be a romance movie.
No, yeah. I understand.
I'm looking at my books to see if I am inspired.
Are you inspired?
So Victoria and I read this book 2019, right? I have the title of it right here.
I thought you were going to say the book was called 2019.
No. If You Could Be Mine by Sarah Farazan.
What a book.
Ranted to you about it. I won't go into a deep rant right now, but the book is about these two teenage girls in Iran.
It is not a good relationship.
Okay. No, it is not. It's not. No. But, let me explain. The conflict of the book is they, like, love each other. They're in a romantic relationship. It's secret because...
They can't be gay.
They can't be gay. Because culture. And this girl, one of the girls, she is betrothed to an older man.
Oh, yeah.
They have a month until she gets married. And then they can't see each other anymore, essentially, because she's going to be a wife. And then this other girl is like, I'm just still a teenager, essentially. Yeah. And so the other girl, I don't remember her name. I'm just calling her S, because I know her name starts with an S. She is like, oh, because in this society, like, as the book presents it, being trans... So a woman who transitions into a man and marries another girl is more societally acceptable than two women being together. Okay. So she's like, I'll just transition. That'll solve all my problems. Me being a man will be better. And then as the book goes on, you realize that obviously being trans is not the same thing as transitioning from a female to a man and not identifying with that. Like, doing it because you think that's the right thing to do. It's not the same thing. And it actually elaborates, which I thought was really good.
Oh, yeah, that part.
I think the book is very responsible in that way to caution people. Like, people do not transition...
Just because.
For the fun of it.
Yeah.
It's, like, actually really traumatic and hard and kind of, like, horrible experience in a sense, you know. Even though, you know, a lot of people, just when they're done transitioning, like, they feel so much better because now they're their true selves, you know? And so this book kind of explains that. But, and then the relationship between these two girls is absolutely...
God, it's so horrible. Bad.
It's horrible because this girl, S, is doing all of this shit for them. She's just like, I gotta do it because she's the love of my life and I love her and blah, 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 and we've been together forever and I'm gonna lose her. And then this other girl...
puts in no effort.
No effort! No effort! She's a spoiled brat and I hate her.
It's bad. They're like both are very dependent on each other, but like in different ways. I know. It's really odd.
It's...
And then it like...
But I think it's realistic in the terms of these two are children. Like teenagers and they act like teenagers. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it like presents. They like start it, you know, like they're like, oh, these two girls in a relationship. And then as they go on, you're like, see like all the flaws of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very...
I think it's very realistic in the way that these are two teenage girls who are faced with very adult problems, very adult situations, and this is how they respond to it. What I really did like about it was that S... grows. She grows and I feel very proud of her and I think she's going to do great things. The other girl, I don't care what happens to her. She's kind of a bitch. She's a spoiled bitch and I don't care about her. Also, on the topic of toxic LGBT, specifically lesbian relationships, Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me is a graphic novel. It is by...
Rosemary.
Rosemary Valerio O'Connell is the illustrator. One of my favorite artists of all time. It is written by Mariko Tamaki. It is so good. Laura Dean, a fucking bitch. A manipulative, toxic bitch.
That one hurt to read.
That it was very difficult
to read. Hurt my feelings.
I know. She wasn't dating you, but you felt it. I felt it. Okay, so Laura Dean is just your textbook, you know, toxic, fuck boy manipulative fuckboy lesbian, you know, who she keeps breaking up with the main girl. I forgot her name. I feel bad. And she's just like, oh, well, I'm just...
But she, like, comes back
and then,
to her.
Yeah.
It's a bad relationship.
And then, yeah, and then Laura Dean comes back to her and says, like, you know, you always, you can't say no to me. And then she can't say no to her because...
Until she grows at the end.
Until she grows. The ending is so satisfying.
Until growth. There's growth. Yep. Growth.
Anyways.
You know what that is?
Growth.
I hate you.
This is the type of, for some reason, I don't know why, of all of the lesbian novels / literature that I'm reading, it has to do with a lot of inner, I don't know how to explain it, like...
Turmoil? Maybe that's what they think people want to read about the LGBT.
I don't know, it's just...
We have normal lives, too.
True. I can't...
No. Which is not to say that everybody else, sorry... I know people go through some things.
I was like, no, apologies, all of them need to be coming out stories.
Oh,
like,
my God. Always.
I was going to say, I love
so
Simon.
I know.
Love, Simon. I like that movie, though. I don't know why. It's like,
I thought it was a sweet movie.
I think it's a sweet movie, and I cried.
I cry too, yeah.
I was like, when his mom...
Stop.
That God, one, I wish everybody's, like, conversation with their parent went like that.
That is so...
I just want everyone's to be that supportive.
That's a good one.
Even with his dad.
Even the conversation with his dad. Even though his dad at first fumbled the ball. He fumbled the ball so bad.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand. Which happens. It happens. It's a genuine reaction if you just don't comprehend what's going on.
Sure.
Which, you know, you thought one thing your whole life and then all of a sudden they're like, no, bitch, I'm gay. And you're just like, fuck. And then he's just like, he didn't know that's not an appropriate way to react.
Yeah.
So he was just like, ah, shit. But when he goes, I signed us up for Grindr.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you tried that. You tried so hard. It's just, I thought, that's a sweet movie. I think it's a sweet movie.
I agree.
I think, you know, it's just, there's cute things in it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie, even though it's not about the love story, it's about Stephen Hawking, The Theory of Everything.
That's an interesting relationship, too.
I was like, that's an interesting relationship, because even though they don't stay together, there's still genuine love between, obviously, Stephen Hawking and his previous wife.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of his children. Mm-hmm. Like, there was just genuine love there, even though, obviously, it happens sometimes through events in your life. Sure. You might not love each other anymore, or you know...
Weirdly enough, I think that sort of, like, breakup is the most tragic, where you guys are still in love. You still love each other, but you are no longer in love. I feel like that makes me cry. Even just thinking about it, if I think about it too hard right now, I will burst into tears. Yeah.
It's also so sad, too, because, like, she loves him and she cares about him as a person, because she's just like, you're a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
You're the father of my children. I also care about your well-being, and I want to make sure you're okay. But at the same time, I don't feel like I was living only caring for you. And I'm just like,
it happens.
But that's, I liked sense. That relationship. Yeah, yeah. Like, I just, if it's a genuine thing or it feels real, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Love stories should be that way.
Yes.
I agree.
I want love stories in pop culture to make me feel things.
Yeah.
I want to come away of it either, like, my heart fluttering and me being, like, all hot and bothered. Or, you know, me being, you know, crying and be like, oh my gosh, that was so sad. Very similarly to, like, Bly Manor, you know?
That one hurt.
That one hurt, yeah. Or, like, you're just, like, you come outside feeling all giddy. Like, you just got on a first date. You're like, oh, my gosh, that was so nice.
I'm trying to think if anyone has left me giddy. I can't think of it.
I thought you meant anyone, like, a person. I was like, you got a boyfriend.
He makes me giddy.
Yes.
He makes me happy.
I know, we're all gay in this place.
She's gay for John.
She's gay for John. John's gay for her.
Yeah.
Me and Victoria, we're gay. God, he's got a nice butt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyways. But, yeah, if you guys thought that, you know, we missed something or you want to keep this discussion going, talk to us on our social medias. That's Pop and Stance on Instagram.
And Twitter.
And TikTok. And then we have Pop and Circumstance on Facebook.
Yep.
If you're a Facebook person.
No judgment there.
Yeah.
And if you liked this episode and you want to leave a review and you listen to Apple Podcasts, leave a review.
Please.
And rate us, I guess.
Yeah. That's how that works. Finger hearts.
I don't know how they say it.
Cute.
I'm Eva. You can find me on Eva_Bevamart on Twitter or Bevamart on Instagram. And then I also post little pictures on our collective Instagram as well. I'll start doing that again. Emily?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @TheEmilyGarand. We can discuss how Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone are the best relationship for Spider-Man, because I forgot about that.
Yes,
but they are.
So
top
good.
Tier.
So
beautiful.
Good.
Yep.
Nothing can touch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Victoria, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @ChubbyPinkKirby.
I hope you never change that.
It will always be that. Sorry. Yeah. I've locked you into it.
Gosh. And maybe me and Victoria will, and her cousin, will talk about our theories on certain K-pop idols and who's probably gay and who's probably not. I know you probably shouldn't do that for real living people. However, it's fun to imagine.
But
yeah.
As always, stay safe.
Stay safe. Wear a mask, please.
Stay sexy. Sorry, I've been listening to that podcast too much.
Stay sexy. Don't get murdered.
No, we're not that. Safe. I was like, we're not that podcast.
No, we're not. But, you know, stay sexy. Wear a mask.
God damn it, Eva.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.